bustle of the booth happening right now. It's incredible. We've got Navi over there. That's right. Hey, listen. Hey, listen to us. Mega 64 podcast number 4.
I think it's 430.
430?
I think so, 430.
311. Yesterday was 311 day, so we celebrated.
Hey, day before that was 310. March 10th.
Mario Day.
Mario Day. Happy Mario Day, everybody. Hey, what'd you guys do for Mario Day?
We went to PAX East.
All right. I did the same thing.
Could have been cool.
The same thing that I can't talk shit.
That's true. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Did I say theme song?
No.
Theme song. Hell yes. Now I'm calling you out. I'm switching my place. Please enjoy. Hell yes. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Something a little unorthodox today. We're doing our podcast from PAX East inside the booth. We are on the show floor. You can see for yourself.
We're
going
to do a picture.
Are we doing a photo?
We're going to do a photo.
Okay, we're going to take a photo real quick, but we thought we'd give you a glimpse from the show floor.
We have family.
This is going to be in the podcast.
Oh,
it's going to be in our podcast. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. You guys are cool.
Whoa, okay, you got a digital camera. Whoa. Yeah, my grandpa has that same camera. Respect.
Dude, respect.
You should see when the pictures come out, you can shake them.
Whoa. Oh, she's fucking with you.
Okay, anyway. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We've been on the show floor. It's the third day, the final day.
Name your top five games you played. Go ahead. Go.
What?
Top five games that you've played. Go ahead.
What, at PAX?
At PAX.
What?
Zero.
You didn't play? We've been in the booth the whole time.
I didn't play a single game.
I played one game.
What was that?
Splatoon 2.
How was it?
It was great. It was great because you can now do, when Sean and I played Splatoon 1 at E3 years ago, we had a great experience, one that has never been replicated since.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
it was so much fun. We were all in line playing it right next to each other.
At the original E3 that they showed Splatoon 1, they had 8 Wii U's all in one room, and we were all playing against each other in the same room on separate systems, yelling and having a good time. You could not do that on the Wii U once the game came out. You had to play online, or there was this gimpy-ass local multiplayer. But Splatoon 2, you can do that. We all had Switch systems. We were all fighting against each other. It was great.
I never got Splatoon 1. I will get Splatoon 2 because I know we're all going to have Switches.
Yeah.
We're all going to be playing together and stuff. So,
yeah, it's going to be tight.
That sounds fun. Hold on. Got to wet the pipes.
Oh, okay. Got to wet the pipes, everybody.
It's not a slurpee.
Hey.
Some good water.
Okay, you good? All right.
Oh, we want to see the day 3 cards?
Oh, yeah. We're giving away rare trading cards at our booth. Splatoon 2 looks tight. I can't wait for the Mario Kart remaster or whatever.
I'm more excited at that than anything.
Yeah.
Like, Mario Kart is my favorite game of all time. Not favorite game of all time. My favorite game on the Wii U.
Sure. But yeah, Mario Kart 8 was awesome. I can't wait to have that on the Switch. We've been playing the Switch religiously
trip. It was the best thing on the flight. I have a flight tonight. It's 6 hours. I'm so excited to play Zelda for 6 hours straight.
Unbroken.
So stoked.
People are like, oh no, it's a long flight. And now all I see is 6 unbroken hours of Zelda. So it's going to be tight. Brian's been trying to find a Switch so he could join us.
I want to play the new Zelda. I'm not going to play it on Wii U. I got to get the Switch.
You're waiting.
Dude, I'm waiting.
Can you sign this poster? Anyways, so much fun. I am loving the new Zelda. It is awesome. Although I did get really mad last night. It was the first time I wanted to throw my Switch across the room. I couldn't beat this goddamn shrine, but whatever. I toughed it out. I did beat it. I've never really been into open world games before.
Yeah.
And this is the one where it's like, it's kind of like how South Park was like the first RPG I ever played. That broke me into it. I think this is what this is doing for open world games.
Speaking of which, where is the new South Park game right now?
I don't know.
There's a brand new game. It was supposed to come out late last year, and it is, like, off the radar right now. And I have a theory on that. People at home, I'm curious if you think I'm right.
Okay.
Or wrong.
Oh, you're wrong.
I think Matt and Trey, who write South Park, I think they are... Do you need to...
Yeah,
I'm
going to sign it.
Sign it.
Go ahead. Keep talking about it. Go.
I think that Matt Stone and Trey Parker are bummed out. I think they... Because they're writing the game.
Yeah.
You know, they're hands-on. And I think they... I think they are sad with the direction of South Park right now. I do.
Because of last season?
Yeah, because when they switched to like a continuity type thing a couple years ago, they did it because they felt their show was out of date.
Right.
And now this last season, they did the continuity thing again, and it did not work. That was not a good season of their show. And I think they're in a rut of like, what do we do now? That's my prediction. I think they are bummed out. And maybe that is delayed things. Or maybe the game's just delayed, just like any other game. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Hey, real quick, you should show off your shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Check this out. This was given to me at the show. Amazing. Check it out.
Paquito. Diarrhea story.
My diarrhea story coming soon to a theater near you. You should film. Look what else they gave us.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Marcus Cupcakes.
Let's open this up. Oh shit, wait.
That looks awesome.
Look at those.
Man, look at that.
They even got the blue.
Yeah, the best part is the cup. I mean, it even matches the suit. Look at that.
That's smart. That's so smart.
Flawless.
Yeah. And then we got
all the snacks.
Yeah, we were given all that. We were given this stuff.
Shout out Turtleverse.
Yeah, Turtleverse. You know, he gave us a lot of food. I've been drinking Yoo-Hoo every day.
Goddamn, yeah.
What kind of pimp drinks Yoo-Hoo every day? This pimp right here.
Wow.
And by the way, purple is pimp. So that's why, you know, that's why I wear it. Do you know why Mace Windu had a purple lightsaber?
Oh. Hey, fun story. Rock has been telling every single person who comes by the booth about Mace Windu's fucking lightsaber.
We had a friend who, when we saw Revenge of the Sith, told the story about why Mace Windu has a purple lightsaber about 300 times in line, and he didn't realize he was saying it.
Yeah.
It's like, you already told that, dude. But if you want to know, purple is pimp. That's why. And also, he had BMF engraved on the lightsaber. Do you know what that stands for?
What, Rocco?
Bad motherfucker. Sorry.
Cool.
Don't listen. Don't listen to that.
What, I'm sorry.
Lightsaber said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know why he's got a purple lightsaber?
God damn it.
Check this out.
I want to know.
First of all, okay, number one, purple is pimp.
God damn it. Motherfucker.
All right, that's one. Second, he asked for it, and he got BMF on the lightsaber. You know what that stands for?
No.
You want to whisper it?
You want to whisper it?
Bad motherfucker. Don't listen to that. Okay, good. I don't think anyone heard that. Anyway, we're just letting people know all kinds of Hollywood info at this convention. So that's
okay, cool.
Anyway. Insider info, stay tuned.
I don't think you can say that.
I can say it.
Did George Lucas do that?
Yeah. George Lucas engraved that himself.
Anyways, this is
bad this motherfucker, George Lucas. Anyway, yeah, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Hey,
so, yeah.
Overall, PAX East, what do you think of this whole experience? I think. At the booth, it's great. It's been it's a lot more crowded than I remember being.
Yeah, this has been one of the craziest PAX East ever.
And we've been to Boston how many times now? Seven times?
Yeah.
Six times? It is by far the coldest it's ever been.
Yeah.
I've never experienced
it. It's been brutal. It's been like every... It's like my flesh stings
when
I walk outside.
I've never had that happen where my body is hurting. Going outside.
Yeah, listen, we're California cute boys. We're not used to this.
My voice was normal when we landed, and now it's all fucked up. So, yeah.
Mine still sounds good. I've been sleeping 3 hours a night. I'm playing Zelda till 5 a.m. I sound amazing. This is what crack looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. It was -8 when we walked here, so I don't know.
Well, I'm +8, and it's been brutal. It's been really rough.
Because there's all these parties and no one's going. All the restaurants people go to, no one goes. It's like everyone gets back from the hotel and they're like, bundled up and they just don't want to leave.
Yeah. Typically, everything is slammed after the all gets out. But
maybe
no one...
it was that with combination of Zelda on the Switch.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just staying
in. Yeah, people are staying in at this PAX. It's been nuts. But anyway, our panel is later today. I'm excited about that. There's people at the booth right now.
She made us the best pretzels.
Yeah, she made us homemade pretzels.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly, thank you for the homemade pretzels.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling her.
They were amazing. They're almost gone.
Yeah. She made homemade like peanut butter pretzels and stuff like that.
We had the best fans that make us food when we worked the booth. Because, you know, it's not easy to get food here. You think it would be, but it's not.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's not easy.
It's hard to get food. Hey, this week coming out, last week we talked about, we put out a new video. This is a week ago, not this week. We put out our new Madden 2018 video, which was a lot of fun. We kind of already talked about that last week. One thing that I forgot to say last week
that
I wanted to bring up because I think it's important is when we did, when we showed the video, when we were in the room with Fumita Ueda, and they wanted to see the footage before he filmed his part.
Right.
They asked, and I opened up my MacBook to show them.
Oh my God.
And it was right after we had just watched the Numa Numa video. So when I opened up the MacBook, it opened up right to Numa Numa.
And it started playing.
On the creator of Ico, Shadow of the Colossus, and Last Guardian.
We look really cool.
Yeah. So.
Well, I fight. He looked really cool.
Yeah, so that was a great moment. Anyway, important nugget I did not share last time. We're going to have another new video next week. It might be up by the time you watch this. I don't know.
Okay.
Featuring another special guest.
Oh, shit.
So we'll see. I don't know when that'll be out. Maybe it'll already be, but we'll talk about it next week. We got plenty of stuff to say.
What do you think of this video?
It is amazing.
It's everything you can watch on that and anything, really.
There you go. See, the reviews are in. The reviews are positive. Good to know. The people are liking it. Anyway, that was last week. Promise to have some more stuff coming out. Obviously, we've been out of town, but more stuff is coming. All like always, so stay tuned. Video game-wise, as we said earlier, been playing a lot of Zelda Switch. Maybe I'm showing my Ninty fanboy. I'm a Ninty fanboy, Nintendo fanboy. Maybe.
Shut up.
But I'm doing a podcast. They're not doing shit. Maybe I am being a fanboy here, but I still have not found anything I don't like about Breath of the Wild. I just keep discovering more and more crazy stuff. I'm continually impressed by it every time I play it. Now, I've kind of gone off on my own. I'm not really playing through the main story, honestly, as much as I thought I would be. I'm not really a side quest guy. I like to play the main story and beat the game. But this game, I'm just exploring and finding more and more stuff. And, like, they've asked me to do something a long time ago. I'm not even doing that. I'm off in some other kingdom doing something else. And I keep finding all kinds of secret stuff, you know? I fought, like, an Octorok, and I had a rusty sword, and I threw the rusty sword into the Octorok, and he ate it up, and he spit it back out, and it wasn't rusty anymore. I got a clean sword now. You know, like, little secret stuff like that. It's pretty incredible. I feel like what I wanted out of Zelda was them to abandon everything familiar. And they have, while at the same time making it feel like a true successor. You know what I mean? So I'm really liking it. I don't really miss, like, longer dungeons or, you know, I guess maybe there are some later on, but right now the little shrines, they really remind me of Portal. Like, little, like, just segmented puzzles. Maybe I'll miss the other stuff later, but right now I'm so happy with this being different, you know? I didn't want another Zelda like the other ones, so really enjoying it. Fantastic game. Anything else you want to say about Zelda while you're ringing that up?
Well, I'm not good at cooking yet. Everyone says you gotta learn how to cook. I don't know what I'm doing. So I need to figure that out.
You just gotta combine items. It tells you how in the thing. Like, right. Hey, this helps you with your defense and, you know, whatever. Yeah, just combine them.
I'm not also used to, like, my sword breaking and stuff like that, so that's kind of tough. But I really do like it. Like, the map is so big. It's so big. I've only unlocked like three worlds, a little like places yet, and it's like not even like half of what I need to do. So
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Dude, thank you so much. This guy's bought so much merchandise.
Oh my god, thank you, thank you for getting all that stuff.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, anyway, it's been really, really cool. I've really enjoyed the game. Far more than I thought. I was really pessimistic going into Zelda, and I couldn't be happier with what we got. I also want to talk about another Switch game that came out. The folks at Inti Creates, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, were kind enough. They threw me a code for Blaster Master on the Switch, and I did not realize the original Blaster Master on NES was one of my favorite games of all time back in the day. My whole family played it. I did not realize this game was a outright like retro like remake of that game. Yeah. It's incredible.
Good.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yes, look. This is gonna be in our podcast.
He says okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. Yeah, dude. Hey, Brian, can't get a picture of it. Brian, can't.
All right, take a photo. Blaster Master, the music is classic, the graphics are classic, but like in that new way, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like an NES game, but like a real souped up NES game. Because, you know, I'm kind of spent on the whole, thank you very much, I'm kind of spent on the whole retro pixel thing, you know what I mean? But this game does it in a way that's frenetic and exciting, so I really dig it. And the soundtrack is so good. I think they're selling the soundtrack.
Look at that shirt.
That's a dope shirt.
I like it.
Whoa.
I like that shirt.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
Dope shirt.
Cool.
Look at that. Whoa.
Showing her like the demon she is. Katy Perry, I'm on your side. All right, here we go. Awesome. But yeah, anyway. So yeah, that game rules. Check out Blaster Master on the Switch. So cool. That new Bomberman I also got on the Switch. I think that game sucks. I've always liked Bomberman.
I agree.
I think that game is a POS. Not very good. It's got this story mode, and every cutscene is fucking garbage. You don't care about any of it. And the single player has these bosses that are not fun. Local multiplayer is kind of fun.
That's kind of what I bought it for.
Yeah, that is fun. Online multiplayer was lagging on me. Fuck that. Yeah, I didn't like that game at all. Get Zelda if you got a Switch. But anyway, anybody been playing anything else?
No, I actually haven't. I had the time.
Yeah. You haven't even messed with yours?
No.
Really?
I played with it a little bit, but I haven't touched Zelda. So I didn't want to start it right before the movie.
He didn't bring Zelda. He didn't bring a Switch.
Dude.
Do you regret that?
A little bit. Seeing everybody play it a little bit, but I don't play games away from home.
You should. You gotta learn.
Okay. You gotta learn, buddy.
But yeah. Anyway. That's pretty much all we've been playing.
Did you see any movies?
No. I
watched Heather's on the plane.
Oh, you did?
It was weird.
Yeah.
I never seen it before.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we watched Jurassic Park. Hey, everybody at home, check out Jurassic Park.
You haven't seen it yet.
Pretty tight movie. Yeah, tight flick.
Good new director, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good movie about messing with God's work. Don't do it.
Bad idea. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
So check out Jurassic Park.
We've also been watching some of that Breaking the Magician's Code. How to make magic tricks in real life.
Yeah. Check out the Masked Magician. Check that out
on
Netflix.
Magic's not real. What the heck?
Yeah, magic is but a trick.
Hey, that's on Netflix. What was it called?
Breaking the Magician's Curse.
Yeah. Hey, that show sucks. But the narrator is the worst part of the show by far.
See, I'm going to argue the best.
He is the best and worst part of that show.
It's so cringeworthy. It's so, like, you get uncomfortable. The things he says
about
the girls. Like, when he made a girl appear, he goes, "Ooh, good job, magician. Hubba hubba." I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Narrator, are you?
Yeah.
It was great.
He'll be like, and now, my favorite part, the magician's lovely assistant. Look at those legs.
Oh, my God.
And this was, like, on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the narrator's too fucking horny.
And on top of all of that, as he's describing all of the, like, as he's doing all of, like, the tricks, he's like, adding these little libs in, like, oh, yeah, well, we know whenever the magician's not wearing his gloves, something's got to be up his sleeve. Right, guys? Yeah, we know. You're showing us how the trick is done.
Yeah.
Shut up and show us how the trick is
done. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's so bad, but it's so good.
Too much.
I love it. I love it.
Well, so that show's pretty, it's something else. That's all I'll say about that. But anyway,
wow.
Yeah, he's got OG Tetris shirt. Look at that. Damn. That thing's been through hell.
That's his Monday shirt.
Oh.
Got a case of the Mondays.
Sweet. Dang. Well, anyway, that's old school. I want to say, speaking of stuff at the show, by far my favorite thing that's ever been given away at any show. Razer has these keychains that have a single keyboard key. I have been clicking this. This has been so stress relieving. Oh yeah, check it out when you hold it. Oh, power cycle. Wait, keep watching. Keep watching. Light show. Light show. Oh. Thank you, Razer, for this. Oh.
Hey, we do have sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to say shout out to our friends at Kickapoo Joy Juice, our favorite delectable drink. We've yet to find any here on the East Coast, but if you want to deliver some yourself, go to drinkkickapoo.com and order for yourself. A case of all kinds of flavors, or you can go on Amazon and get a case there. Follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and you'll get a delicious drink update every moment, and you'll know where to get it. Drink Kickapoo, it's amazing, it's delectable, it's selectable, it's electable, and it's erectable. So thank you very much, Kickapoo.
Oh yeah, good job. That was good.
Yeah.
Also, shop.vegas64.com, where you can get any of these.
Yeah.
Look at all this.
Some of these items are not on the store yet.
Oh, you mean you can't get this shirt right here?
Nope.
You can't get that one?
Nope. Hopefully, we're going to see if we have any left at the end of the con. But things are running a little light.
Not looking good.
Yeah. Running a little light right now, so.
People need this shirt.
Anyway, hopefully that'll make an appearance at some point. We'll keep everyone posted.
Dude, look how nice these scarves turned out. Look at those.
Yeah, scarves are nice.
Never
done scarves before. Just speaking as, like, you know, we on the business side of Mega 64, you never know how a new product is going to turn out. Especially we never did scarves. We did one for our Patreon, but we never have done one at a show like this where you got to have a lot of them and they had to be here on time and we hadn't seen them before. But we arrived in Boston and got those immediately and they look great. Those look so good. I'm so happy. And I'm so happy we got them because...
Good shot?
Yeah, great shot.
Good shot.
It's cold as fuck out here. So I needed a scarf. Wait, I did not have one.
I've never had it. I've always seen people go like this.
Yeah.
I've never had to do that until this weekend. And yeah. I get it. You have to go like this or your fucking nose and your mouth. I took a sip of my tea yesterday when I was walking here. I brought it down and I already had ice in my beard from that. It was crazy. Someone was walking with a Mountain Dew in their backpack, and it exploded. It was so goddamn cold.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I've never seen anything like that. But anyway, stuff going on. I'm starting to.
Oh, you know what? Came out this week. Sorry, our Jinx ad.
Yeah.
We did a video for Jinx clothing brand. They hooked us up. We did a video out there. It was an awesome time. We did that a couple months ago, right?
We should, yeah, we should clarify that we basically Jinx, the clothing company, has us in their new ad campaign.
Right.
What's going on?
We do a picture. Right, we're going to keep talking.
Yeah, Jinx hired us to be in their new ad campaign.
Cosplay as a Mega 64 fan.
Yeah, they got a Mega 64 fan. Oh shit! He bought this stuff, so fuck it.
Yeah, whatever. All right. There you go.
You look good.
Let's get your.
All right.
What should I do?
Some sort
do
of
like inside.
Sure.
Okay. That really feels good.
Do like a DBZ move.
Okay, like kind of like.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think that's in it, but okay. Anyway.
Cool.
Thank you very much. So Jinx, the clothing company, hired us to be in their ad campaign. We did not make these commercials.
We were just in them.
Yeah, they just wanted us. They wanted us to one be in them, but two like kind of contribute some ideas for them. You know, they basically had an outline of what they were looking for.
Yeah.
And we just kind of peppered in like our two cents on it, basically. Can we just give them a ton of credit now?
Yes.
That they went into this wanting to create something provocative from the beginning. Something that was basically how companies like that don't get it.
Right.
They wanted to actually satirize that.
They even say like, if people get mad that they didn't get it, then shout out. Like that's balls.
Like I play kind of the director in it, and the things I say are all offensively wrong, and they committed to leaving it in a dry way, and they don't tip the hat or anything, and I give them so much credit for that, because I feel like any other company would have chickened out of that.
Yeah.
They would have gone, ooh, people are going to think we're serious, because I make a couple comments about like girls not knowing how to play video games, right, like stuff like that. Any other company would have chickened out. I give Jinx so much credit that they stuck with it, and it's dry. People are smart. They'll get it.
Right.
And it seems like the reaction has been great. So I give them a lot of credit that they stuck with that. There'll be a couple more, I think, coming out.
Yeah.
In the near future.
That was a lot of fun. It was really nice to make a video and not work on it. To be the actors in it.
Yeah.
Kind of like help write it. But like once we were filming, it was like, oh, we could sit down. Like there was like catering.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's a rare thing for us to just show up to a set and the work is done and we just have to be in it. We got to do that more often, man, because like they're giving us.
That's way easier.
Dude, they're like looking to us for advice. Like, hey, will you, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Oh, I think this and that. Okay, great. Would you like some free food? Yes. That's what I'm talking about. When I show up to the set with Derek, it's like, fuck you, put on your costume, it's like not, it's not that fun. It's like, Sean is like, put your fucking toys away and pick up a camera. I don't want to do that. But at the Jinx set, man, I got to eat good pizza and have fun acting. So got to do that at sometime in the future. I ate a lot of Doritos during that video. I'm going to be honest about that. I'm going to be real. I don't need any more Doritos in my life. I had a lot of fucking Doritos. So yeah, shout out to Jinx. Go to Jinx.com. That's not a paid sponsorship. I just think that commercial was dope. And I can't wait to see the rest. Anyway. What are you guys most excited about? Are you going to the panel tonight?
Yeah.
What are you excited about? Is there something you're hoping to see?
I'm hoping to see some absolute craziness. Maybe some dancing.
Oh.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, bad news on that one. It's not going to be either of those. Anyway, hey, what do you think of this video? What do you think of it? Good stuff.
This is just something my friends would do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine too. All right, the reports are in, all positive. Anyway. Check out that new post. We got a Con exclusive poster. That's really cool.
I love this poster.
Yeah, that's great. I don't really know what else to cover for this podcast. We've been here for so long.
I think that's good. It's a bonus podcast.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be so long.
Is there anything else you want to discuss?
No.
Any in particular,
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well,
it hurts to talk, so not really.
Oh, Okay.
Sorry.
You got the new Garrett. You know, Garrett couldn't be here this year.
Yeah, so I just took his spot, and now my voice all fucked up like Garrett.
Sean's taking the throne on fucked up voices. So anyway, there's not much else to say. Wrap it up. You know, not much else to say.
I just want to say thanks for watching. We'll be back at the studio next week.
Yeah.
And thank you. Everyone came out to fucking PAX East. It was awesome.
Yeah, this PAX East was incredible. So I want to say thank you to all you guys.
Thanks, guys.
It was amazing. We had a good ass time. The shirt turned out great. So thank you again for that. Hey, people out there, podcast question of the week. How excited are you for the FF12 remake? Oh, look at that artwork. Oh, where's Fran?
Jesus Christ.
Dude. Out of all the like rabbit women in media, is Fran the hottest? Or are you like a Space Jam kind of guy?
I've only seen Space Jam, so I guess I'd be that kind of guy.
Oh, okay, dude, Fran is, I'm all about that.
Alright.
So yeah.
Okay. Hey, you need to end it. Go ahead.
Thank you guys so much for watching PAX Cast 2017. Theme song.
Said theme song.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm sorry. Boo. We already said theme song.
I'm a sucker.
Shit.
What are you doing? Where's the trash?
I just thought I had a